Adam Schefter is our NFL insider from ESPN, and his appearance is brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Check out their website at betterplantoday.com. Schedule a free consultation. Adam, how are you, sir?
Hello, Adam.
Hello there, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great. You're good. We were just admiring the up-and-coming quarterback controversy in San Francisco after what was just nonsense that we like to talk about on this show. It was fun.
I don't know if there's much of a controversy, yeah. Right? Like, they should probably give C.J. Beathard even more time to rest that wrist, which couldn't grip a football. And if Nick Mullins played the way he did last week, then there's no reason for them to not give him another chance. I mean, he certainly played like he deserves another chance. And you know, you don't want to start getting into a quarterback carousel week-to-week starter. But I would think Nick Mullins deserves a chance to give it a go on Monday night against the New York Giants.
No question. That would be a lot of fun. Adam, back in the day when you and I used to do hits like this on another network, my partner at the time was former Dallas Cowboy James Washington, whom we just had a few moments ago talking about.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. Doing great. Still living out in Southern California. And, you know, we were bouncing off of Troy Aikman's comments that he says the Cowboys need a redo from the top on down. What'd you think of Troy's comments? I think they were today, weren't they?
Yeah.
I thought those were remarkable comments. And I thought they were remarkable because even if Troy Aikman felt that, what is the upside in him saying that? Mm. I mean, it's so damning to the people in charge, right?
Yes.
That, I mean, I was very surprised that he would say something like that. Hold on. So.
Adam's getting a text. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Okay. Well,
Le'Veon Bell show up or anything like that?
Former Raider. I'm going to give this to you before I tweet it.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Hold on one second.
That's all right. We'll wait. This is live breaking news
Love
on our
this.
Show.
No, it's not that big a deal. I don't want to get your hopes up.
Oh, okay. Like all right. All right.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, what we got?
Hold on one second. I was going to make sure.
Got to confirm a source. That's all right. It's all legit.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right. We get it.
You need me to vent for 15 minutes?
I just want to confirm it. I'm just texting somebody else.
Okay. All right. I can vamp for you. We're Adam Schefter, NFL Insider with ESPN with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
About that.
And back to the Cowboys, it's what was James' take on it?
He agreed with Troy.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I think everybody could see some semblance of truth in what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But again, it's another thing to actually voice it. You know, and for Troy to say that, you know, that I think it just carries a lot of weight.
Well, but he is a member of the media now, Adam. I mean, he's not a player anymore. He's a member of the media.
I understand. But you know what? That's fine. He's still got a relationship with the team. He still lives in the area. He's still close, I would imagine, with the Jones family.
He is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my point.
Yeah.
But if he ignores it and doesn't speak the truth, which everybody on the planet can see clearly, that organization is living in a bubble. There's no leadership there. The coach does not lose any leadership at all. I think Dak Prescott can be a better quarterback than what he is. This guy, I mean, Jerry Jones, who said, I'll never fire the coach, 8 years ago did the exact same thing to Wade Phillips. So who's going to take him at his word when it comes to Garrett? I don't know. Maybe it's another day before it happens. Maybe it doesn't happen at all. But that organization isn't, I mean, there's no leadership there at all. Nowhere.
Yeah, well, again, there are things that they need to do. I think everybody could agree with that. The question becomes, okay, hold on. Here we go.
I love it.
Breaking
okay.
news.
Hit send. I got your Twitter account up, so I'm waiting.
Yeah, don't let Pete see it on Twitter before
no,
you tell us on the
no,
radio.
I won't say a word. I won't say a word.
Hey, by the way, I've made way too much of this.
Oh, I love it. This should be documented. This is behind the scenes.
Okay. Well, listen. If you know, it's sort of like you know, you got to deal with certain things with people. So if you're gonna have me on at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday, sometimes
that's fine.
Like this.
I love it. Take your time. Honestly,
we are aware of this and we love this. Whatever you got to do, this is awesome.
Do whatever you have to do, Adam. Honestly, it's I totally get it. But I think it is interesting with the Cowboys and how we know what's going to happen here in the near future. And they have to go play the Eagles on Sunday night, a desperate Eagles team. Although in that division, who knows, 8-8 might win it the way that thing is going. But still, if they get humiliated on Sunday Night Football, back-to-back national TV losses.
This division is really set up really well for the Philadelphia Eagles, mm-hmm. who were on a bye week last week because the Redskins lost three of their starting offensive linemen. Trent Williams is coming off thumb surgery. Morgan Moses sprained MCL. Sean LeVau is out for the year. Brandon Scherf's out for the year. You can't lose four offensive linemen and expect that your team is going to function at the same level. That's decimating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the Washington Redskins. And then the Dallas Cowboys had an enormous setback last night. Enormous. Anybody who watched them doesn't think, anybody who watched them doesn't have any great confidence in them, a high degree of confidence in them. So the division is just setting up for Philadelphia to win right now. It just is.
Yep. Talking with Adam Schefter here with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Matt Patricia just recently fired his special teams coach. A lot of his staff he inherited. I think he was trying to be a good guy coming in, appease Matthew Stafford, kept Jim Bob Cooter. The Detroit Free Press today is now suggesting that Jim Bob Cooter may be the next one out. What can you tell me? What's going on with the staff with the Lions? Because obviously they're having an underwhelming season.
Well, I think when you make a change like this in season, that's always a sign of unhappiness and issues within an organization. And they announced it last night at about 8 o'clock or so. So at the end of the working day, just trying to kind of slide it in there, very quietly so that nobody would notice. But, of course, people notice. Mm-hmm. And, of course, people are going to talk about it. And, when you're not winning and you're firing coaches, the organization's going to come under great scrutiny and criticism. And so, look, they've got a new head coach, and head coach deserves to do things the way that he wants to, and that's what you're seeing going on right now.
Yeah. For me, 31 years doing this, and I've tried for the most part to – I understand how hard it is to win in the National Football League. Any game, any week, I don't care what the records are. I completely understand that. And I never get caught up usually in the sexiness of wins or how good it looks on paper. But I must tell you, the Jets-Dolphins game this past Sunday – I know that. I mean, did it set football back 5 or 6 years, or 10 years, or 20? I mean, I have never seen such ineptness in a long. Maybe the Buffalo-Jacksonville game, the playoffs last year with 17 punts, but my goodness, in this day and age, to have only 7 first downs and 187 total yards, I was just blown away at the ineptness of both teams, really. And then for Todd Bowles to come out and talk about his defense didn't make enough interceptions, I'm sure you saw Bart Scott's comments on his television show in New York afterwards, rightly so. What did you make of that? Is that just an aberration, or what's going on there?
The game was boring to watch, and it was frustrating. And if you're a fan of either team, and they couldn't get anything going, and if you started Brock Osweiler, quarterback in fantasy, because your quarterback was on a bye, you were also very frustrated. I can tell you.
Yeah.
It was a tough watch, but the Dolphins pulled out a victory. They continue to pull out unlikely victories, and so at least they've positioned themselves to be mildly competitive here, which mm-hmm. I guess is all you could ask right now.
Yeah.
Adam, I thought Bruce Arians had some interesting comments the other day. He said if he were to go back into coaching, he would want the Browns job, but publicly admitted that. And he said, by the way, if they don't hire me, they should hire Chuck Pagano. I thought we don't hear comments like that very often from people. Anything to it?
I thought it was interesting. I mean, look, the Browns are going to embark on a coaching search here, and we'll see what they decide to do. I guess they should take a look at Bruce and take a look at Chuck, but we'll see what they decide to do. John Dorsey is leading that search for the Browns, and that's up to John to figure out who he wants, and I'm sure they'll look at veteran coaches and new coaches and old coaches and young coaches and white coaches and black coaches, college, NFL. They'll look at a variety of people, because the one thing we do know is that nothing that Cleveland has done has worked out.
Yeah.
So they've got to look at every option possible.
As far as Le'Veon Bell goes, and I heard you on TV, and obviously the article yesterday and adding on the accruement that I think people have a don't understand fully what are Le'Veon Bell's options. So if you could just lay it out for people, and he's got a week now technically to report, but can you just for our listeners lay out exactly what his options are and the Steelers for that matter?
Yeah. Well, yesterday Le'Veon Bell tweeted farewell Miami.
Yep.
And he spelled farewell wrong, but that's neither here nor there. So, farewell Miami. Now, you know, my understanding, I believe, is he's headed back to Pittsburgh. But before he reports to the Steelers, we have to have some conversations because the Steelers could put him on an exempt list and not pay him 2 weeks if they want. Mm-hmm. Right? That's their choice. And so, as of last night, Bell and the Steelers had not spoken. So, we'll see about that. But here's the other thing, is that Le'Veon Bell has to be in by Tuesday, 1 week from right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Tuesday, 4 o'clock, or he is ineligible to play for the rest of the year. So that's the deal, right? He's officially on the clock.
Yeah. Now, you were very clear yesterday, because there's been a lot of confusion, even on my part, along the lines here, that you said this has nothing to do with free agency eligibility. He's going to be a free agent no matter what. Is that true? And why was there so much confusion about that over the entire season?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I really don't know why that was. I think people thought he had to be in by a certain time period to get an accredited season, but he doesn't need that. Mm-hmm. So basically, he's a free agent after this year. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers could put their transition tag on him, and the transition tag would be less than the franchise tag this year because of how much time he's missed. But that's the situation and position that Le'Veon Bell has put himself in right now, that the Steelers can transition him. And you know what? Let's just say the Miami Dolphins signed him to a, I'm making this up, three-year, $30 million contract. The Pittsburgh Steelers said, you know what, we're going to match that. And then maybe they go trade him, trade him in his contract. So we'll see how this all works out. It'll be interesting.
Well, what's your honest gut feeling of whether he ever plays one single down again for the Steelers?
You know, I would have thought that he wouldn't have reported this year until that tweet. And that tweet changed my opinion some to where I think now it wouldn't be a surprise if he came back and tried to finish out the year.
Mm-hmm. Adam, there was a report out there that the Saints were going to kick the tires on Dez Bryant, I think, today. Anything new to that?
Him, Brandon Marshall, some other receivers just taking a look. I don't know how real it is or isn't. I texted a few people. I know Dez is working out there today, and we'll see how it shakes out. But obviously the Saints look like they're looking for another veteran wide receiver. We'll see whether they decide to make a move with Dez Bryant. I honestly have not heard whether a deal is getting done. And I reached out to a few people, but nobody said anything to date right now.
Okay. And do you think Sam Bradford is done? He played three games, made about $15 million this year, was released. And do you think there's a market for him?
It's called good work if you can get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think he's probably done for this season. I think he'll probably, you know, rest up, rehab, and then see if he can go give another go. But he's made enough money in his lifetime that he never has to play football again. You know, that'll be up to him and the choice that he'll make in time. But he hadn't been practicing much the last 4 or 5 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was the last number one draft pick under the old rules where he really got paid, right? So, I mean, yeah, he's good.
Oh, yeah. Sam Bradford has done very well. We all should be as fortunate as Sam Bradford. Good for him.
No question.
Well, the Rams and Saints had a real good game, obviously. I think it's what most people expected. One hell of a show by Drew Brees and the Rams. And that wouldn't surprise me if they end up meeting again in the NFC title game. But right now we're at the halfway point. And so I'm going to ask just real quick, most disappointing team thus far, most surprising team thus far for you?
I had to the Raiders, the most disappointing team. I mean, you know, there were such high hopes with John Gruden coming in and the fact that they would win, and it hasn't happened that way. So I think that they're disappointed. I think that the Chiefs are surprising. Not that they're good. I think everybody thought that they'd be good, but nobody thought that they'd be elite like they are this year.
Yeah.
And so they've been really good. And so I think that would be the surprise, right? The Saints, you know, they're good. The Rams were good. The Patriots are good. So the Chiefs, yeah, the Chiefs would be the good surprise. The Raiders would be the bad surprise.
All right, Adam, your alma mater is looking better and better every week. Very impressive win over Penn State. The polls come out tonight. A lot of questions as to whether Michigan or Georgia will be in that four spot. You say?
Oh, I think Michigan will be in the top four. I don't know where they'll be, but they'll be in the top four. They're a playoff team right now. And, you know, they still have to go earn it and win at Ohio State. No one's going to hand them anything.
Yep.
But if they take care of business and beat Ohio State, I don't know why they wouldn't be in the playoff. If you go to the Horseshoe in November and win, you're gonna be in the playoff, I think.
Adam, last question for me about the someone said the Orioles, the Ravens, and John Harbaugh and not practicing in the bye week. And, you know, early Sunday morning, there were some rumors about if they didn't beat the Steelers, he was going to get fired, blah, blah, blah. Is this a big gamble on his part, not practicing during the bye week, or is it just great strategy?
You know, every coach has got a different strategy, and they've lost a few games in a row here. Things are not going away. And sometimes I think coaches decide that it's better for everybody to just get away and clear heads than just to practice when everybody's down and out. And I'm sure that's what he felt. In regards to him being fired on the hot seat, look, let's make this very clear. Like, we could do a report right now on Jason Garrett, on Vance Joseph, on Dirk Cutter, on anybody. There's a lot of coaches that aren't winning games. They're all on the hot seat.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they don't make the playoffs, there will be discussions about John Harbaugh towards or at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. All right, Adam, before we let you go, let's circle back. Did we get confirmation on that breaking news at the top of the segment, or are we still waiting for a second source here?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now.
Right.
Former Raiders defensive end Bruce Irvin and the $3.8 million he had left on his contract, on his open contract, went unclaimed on waivers today.
Okay.
Oh.
So he's now a free agent.
He's now available.
Excellent.
Very good.
So I tell you, it was not a big deal, but it's notable, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. That's something.
Oh, God, yeah.
We like it.
Absolutely. Love it.
All right, Adam. Go ahead.
We'll talk to you next week, guys. I appreciate having me this week.
Absolutely.
You got it. You got it. That is Adam Schefter. Thank you very much from ESPN, our NFL insider. Adam's appearance was brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Check them out at betterplantoday.com. Schedule yourself a free consultation.